This is a Fox News alert. The Election Day script is still being written. I'm Dave Anthony. But it wasn't the big red wave Republicans hoped for. Still, GOP House Leader Kevin McCarthy is confident they'll win control of the House.
Thank you to everyone who voted Republican for the very first time.
There are still 63 races not called. Many lean Democrat, but Republicans have already won 200 House seats, so the GOP could end up with a small majority. In the Senate races, Democrats flipped what's now a Republican seat in Pennsylvania. John Fetterman overcame a stroke and beat Dr. Mehmet Oz.
This campaign has always been about fighting for everyone who's ever been knocked down that ever got back up.
In Ohio, Republican J.D. Vance won, and GOP Congressman Ted Budd elected to the Senate in North Carolina. So as it stands now, each party has 48 Senate seats with four races not called yet. In Arizona and Nevada and Georgia, which could be headed to a runoff next month, and Wisconsin, where Fox's Jeff Manasso reports.
At about 1 a.m. local time here at the Ron Johnson headquarters in Neenah, Wisconsin, the Republican incumbent senator addressing the crowd, saying he's looked at the numbers and that he's confident his Democratic challenger, Mandela Barnes, can't make up the gap.
I'm not going to declare victory until all the numbers are in, but I just want to give you guys the sense that this race is over.
Fox News voter analysis shows inflation and crime were big factors in the way people voted. So was abortion, especially for Democrats. And that issue was a question on some ballots.
In Michigan, for example, a sweeping amendment to the state constitution passed, guaranteeing the right to abortions.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten, a similar measure also passed in California, while in Kentucky, an attempt to amend the constitution to say there's no right to an abortion appears to have failed. It's a rough morning at Facebook. A lot of employees losing their jobs. The parent company Meta laying off 11,000 people, 13% of its workforce. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
One Republican and one big is Governor Ron DeSantis, easily reelected in Florida, beating Democrat Charlie Crist by about 20 points.
After 4 years, the people have delivered their verdict. Freedom is here to stay.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott also reelected. So was Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. He beat Stacey Abrams again, but some Democrats were also reelected. Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, Tony Evers in Wisconsin, and Kathy Hochul in New York.
I'm not here to make history. I'm here to make a difference.
She beat Lee Zeldin, a Republican. She had taken over when Governor Andrew Cuomo resigned, and now Hochul's the first woman elected governor in New York, and there were other firsts as well.
Republican Sarah Huckabee Sanders, a former Trump spokesperson, breaking a glass ceiling in Arkansas.
I know it will be the honor of a lifetime to serve as Arkansas's 47th governor and the first female governor the state of Arkansas has ever had.
Massachusetts has elected its first female and openly gay governor, Democrat Maura Healey, and Democrat Wes Moore will be the first black governor of Maryland.
Our administration will fight every single day for every single Marylander.
Only two other black men elected governor in U.S. history, Virginia's Douglas Wilder in 1989 and Deval Patrick in Massachusetts in 2006. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Somebody in the Los Angeles area has a lot of financial planning to do. The sole winner of the biggest lottery prize ever.
California Lottery announcing Tuesday that the winning Powerball jackpot ticket was sold at Joe's Service Center in Altadena. That ticket matching 10, 33, 41, 47, and 56 with the Powerball 10 to score a record prize of over $2 billion.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.